On the 6th of September in Croke Park, Digital Business Ireland is hosting its digital summit with the theme Future Proof. There's speakers from the likes of TikTok, the UN, An Garda Síochána's National Cybercrime Unit, and much, much more. So who exactly is this aimed at? Well, to tell us all about it, I'm joined now on the line by Gavin Kelly. He is the Community Lead with Digital Business Ireland. Gavin, good evening. You're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much for having me, Mary.
So Digital Business Ireland, you're hosting this year's Digital Summit, Future Proof, on the 6th of September in Croke Park. Will you tell us about the event? What is it all about?
Yeah, no problem, Mary. So Digital Summit Future Proof is Digital Business Ireland's biggest event of the year. It's a one-day conference and exhibition event, and it's targeted for digital commerce businesses across the country. So we're hoping to have over 750 attendees. We'll have 40 speakers there through a range of presentations and panel discussions, and we'll also have 30 exhibitors in attendance at the show. So we're really looking forward to it now. We have some great businesses involved from the likes of Ryanair, Google, Meta, TikTok. But as well as that, we're going to have a lot of important digital suppliers and agencies there. And basically, we're hoping that the events will give businesses across the country, those who are looking to scale and improve their businesses, the opportunity to learn, network, grow, and develop key insights into how they can grow their businesses in a kind of holistic fashion.
So talk to us then about, I suppose, the ideal kind of person or the ideal kind of business that this is really geared at.
We've organized the speakers and the conference and the exhibition of the event to kind of target everyone. I think there's something with the agenda that we put on our website there kind of for everyone. We're looking at marketing, we're looking at social media, we're looking at branding. We'll have suppliers there at our exhibition who will go through kind of website design and marketing strategies. But also we'll be looking more in depth at kind of compliance and requirements that are put upon e-commerce businesses as they try and develop. And we'll also be looking towards the future. So there's a lot of exciting developments in terms of Web3, in AI, ChatGPT, and kind of generative AI. And we'll have speakers there who will be discussing the future. And these are kind of complex ideas, I think, and they're hard to explain for a lot of people. So we're hoping the event will kind of give people a greater understanding of what's on the horizon, but also give them a greater idea and greater grasp of how to utilize marketing and business development, digital transformation, user experience, customer experience, and all the things that go into making an e-commerce business. So as I said earlier, I think we're kind of looking for a holistic kind of experience for anyone who attends, for all businesses of all sizes.
Mm. Yeah, so I suppose, you know, when you talk about e-commerce businesses, so many businesses now that have, say, a physical presence, they also have an online presence where people can buy a product or a service. So it could apply to, I suppose, a wide variety of different kinds of businesses.
Absolutely. And the businesses that we're attracting in terms of their participation and speakers, it includes, you know, finance companies, banking companies like Permanent ESB, but also we have trust services like Trustpilot. So they're one of our partners, and they're great for e-commerce businesses and in building a trustful reputation and reputable reputation online. We're also appealing to e-commerce businesses, you know, selling products, but also those in hospitality and professional services, and really anyone who sells their goods online.
I was looking at the themes, and among them, of course, is AI. We can't go far these days without talking about AI, ChatGPT. So there are some of the issues that will be discussed on the day.
Definitely, yeah. So we're going to have speakers like Shopbox AI discussing how AI can be used to utilize the shopping experience in a greater fashion, and how artificial intelligence can boost your recommendations when you're shopping online and kind of improve that shopping experience. But we'll also be having a number of panel discussions that will cover AI and the developments happening. And as well as that, we'll have exhibitors and startups who are working in AI. So there'll be plenty of opportunities for businesses to discuss AI, both at the exhibitor stage, but also learn about AI at the conference and throughout the day.
And among those speakers, there'll be people from An Garda Síochána's National Cybercrime Bureau, because I suppose there is always that kind of fear when it comes to AI, and I suppose just online in general. Obviously, there's potential for a huge amount of bad things to be done as well as good. So I suppose it's good that all of it's been discussed on the day.
Definitely. Cybersecurity is one of the most important aspects for SMEs and those trying to, you know, move from their bricks and mortar stores to online. And it's something that we've noticed. So, yes, we do have Sean Durkin speaking from the National Cybercrime Bureau. We also have Paul Donegan of Fortinet, who will be speaking on the steps needed for online businesses to protect themselves. And I think there are two really important sessions for any SME attending the event in terms of realizing the potential dangers, how a cyber hack can really affect a business. And it's something that DBI really focuses on because, you know, if you're trying to build your brand online and you're hacked, there's a huge revenue that you could lose there. And it could really be detrimental and be an existential threat to your business. So the cybersecurity session is one I'd really recommend to anyone attending.
And just about the day then itself, it's a full day event, is it? And it's broken up between the conference and the exhibition.
Yeah, so we're starting the event with Minister for Trade Promotion and Digital, Dara Cleary, giving the opening address. And basically throughout the day, we'll have a number of sessions from marketing, futurology, compliance, cybersecurity, talent and performance, then social media and branding. And we'll have two extra keynote speeches throughout the day. So one of them will be from Sarah Carroll from Grow Global. And she'll be speaking on the six things needed for unstoppable online international growth. And then the day will be bookended with Michael Corcoran, who is the head of social media for Ryanair. And he'll discuss how he's helped transform Ryanair into one of the biggest social media brands kind of in the world with over 2 million followers on TikTok. There'll definitely be some terrific insights from him. So we really are encouraging people to stick around for the day. So there's plenty of opportunities, you know, to learn with the conference that's happening, but also with the exhibitors there. There's plenty of connections to meet in a professional sense. And so, yeah, it's a real full tilt one day event.
Tickets need to be booked online in advance, do they? It's Eventbrite, is that where people need to go?
Yeah, so we have an Eventbrite page, but also you can just go onto dbisummit.ie. You can find the tickets there.
Finally, just about yourselves in Digital Business Ireland, before we finish up, I know you mentioned, you know, you represent companies all over the country, e-commerce companies. If anybody's interested in finding out more about yourselves, is the website the best place for people to make contact or find out information?
Yeah, so our website or our social media pages, so we're on Twitter, Instagram and LinkedIn. So I guess just a little bit about us. We were formed in 2020. I suppose it was serendipitous with COVID happening that a lot of businesses were forced to move online due to restrictions. And through that, we were able to host webinars, develop ebooks, and then we started doing our National Digital Awards, which started in 2020. And that's been going for 3 years now. We had a sold out ceremony there just this past March. And I know that a number of Kerry businesses came away with awards like schoolbooks.ie, simplesense.ie, and the RDI Hub there won awards. So with the return of in-person events post-pandemic, we find that there was real desire from local e-commerce businesses for a targeted event that will help them grow their businesses through networking and collaboration, and also to keep up to date with global developments in an Irish context. And so with that, we've been able to do the Digital Summit, as I've discussed, but also we're doing digital meetup events, which are networking and panel discussions. And we found they've been really good in helping businesses learn about, you know, these new developments like Web3 and AI and everything coming over the horizon. So membership for DBI is free. All you have to do is visit digitalbusinessireland.ie and you'll be met with a prompt just to sign up to our newsletter. You'll find all our information on our ebooks, our events and more there.
Well, look, thanks so much for chatting to us about the work of Digital Business Ireland and of course about the upcoming Digital Summit, and the very best of luck with it.
Great, Mary. Thanks very much for the time.